91X News.
It's negative 9 and mostly cloudy at noon from the QNET newsroom. Good afternoon. I'm Leah Den Hartog. Coburg all the way to Belleville is under a weather warning today. Widespread snowfall is likely tonight and Tuesday. A low pressure is expected coming across southern Ontario tonight and into tomorrow. It is expected to bring with it 10 to 15 centimeters of snow. Poor weather driving conditions are likely, and untreated roads may become snow-covered and slippery. Four people, including the suspect, are being treated for non-life-threatening injuries after a pipe bomb exploded in an underground passageway under 42nd Street in New York City. Deputy NYPD Commissioner John Miller says the suspect, identified as 27-year-old Akhaid Ayula, suffered the worst injuries. He describes the device.
It was affixed to his person with a combination of Velcro and zip ties.
A video posted on social media shows security footage from the attempted terror attack. In it, a man walks through the crowded pedestrian tunnel and the bomb suddenly goes off in a plume of white smoke. Through the smoke, the suspect is then seen sprawled on the ground as bystanders run. Police say a man has died in a crash between a car and a transport truck on Highway 401 in Toronto. OPP say it happened around 5:20 a.m. today at Martin Grove Road. Paramedics say one of the drivers, a man believed to be in his 50s, was pronounced dead at the scene. Westbound lanes are to remain closed in the area as police continue their investigation. The crash comes as OPP prepare to crack down on distracted driving among truckers. A safety blitz targeting commercial vehicles is scheduled to start this morning. An East Toronto high-rise has been evacuated due to a gas leak. Police say five buses are being sent to shelter residents of the 17-story building on Mornell Court and Morningside Avenue. No injuries were immediately reported, and police say roads in the area are closed. An elderly man is dead after a fire near Kawartha Lakes. Emergency crews responded to the incident Saturday night. After extinguishing the flames, firefighters found the man's body inside the home. The man's name was not immediately released, and the cause of the fire is still under investigation. Another great celestial event is poised to light up the night sky. The annual Germanid meteor shower will peak December 13th and into the next morning. People will be able to see around 120 meteors per hour, or one every 30 seconds on average. Voters are heading to the polls today in four federal by-elections. Two of them in Newfoundland and Labrador and Toronto were last held by Liberals, while the Conservatives are hoping to hold on to seats in British Columbia and Saskatchewan. The NDP finished a distant second or third in all of the four ridings in the last election, and party leader Jagmeet Singh says he's not making any predictions about the results.
I've called all the candidates, spoken with them all. They're running great campaigns. And I'm confident they're going to put up a good representation of our values and what we believe in. And they've been doing that for the past couple of weeks.
Singh spent yesterday meeting voters in Montreal, far from any of the ridings in play. He says he's comfortable with his decision not to run this time, although he's not ruling out seeking a seat in the future. Star Wars The Last Jedi had its world premiere over the weekend in Los Angeles. Jason Nathanson has the story.
I just wanted to know one thing. Who is The Last Jedi?
Andy Serkis, are you The Last Jedi?
Yes.
Fantastic. Thank you.
A lie, by the way.
Serkis plays a super bad guy. Domhnall Gleeson, also a bad guy. Is he The Last Jedi?
You should know. I'm not going to answer it.
Disney chairman and CEO Bob Iger wasn't spilling.
You know, I am so good at keeping secrets.
But star Daisy Ridley told me it's not a secret.
Ryan has said a number of times that The Last Jedi is Luke, but no one believes him. Believe the director.
So I asked Ryan Johnson.
Who's The Last Jedi?
Luke.
Or is he? Find out Thursday night. Jason Athenson, ABC News, Los Angeles.
The country's finance ministers are cautiously optimistic a deal can be reached today on how the Federation will divvy up tax proceeds from the sale of legalized recreational marijuana. Ontario Finance Minister Charles Souza says the federal Liberal government showed flexibility on the issue at a working dinner last night, but he says time is running out to reach an agreement on revenue sharing.
Listen, we don't have a lot of time left. This is happening as of July of next year. I got a lot of priorities for the province of Ontario. We want to make sure we roll this out as effectively as we can.
Provincial and territorial finance ministers have been meeting in Ottawa to discuss a range of issues, but the dominant topic has been negotiations towards an agreement on how they will share revenues from a federal excise tax on cannabis. Three women who have previously accused U.S. President Donald Trump on sexual harassment are calling for a congressional investigation into his alleged behavior. Brad Milkey has the story.
They were a few of more than a dozen stories that emerged during the campaign. Jessica Leeds, who says the president once put his hand up her skirt. Rachel Crooks, who alleges he forcibly kissed her in a Trump Tower elevator. And Sam Holvey, claiming the president spent time ogling Miss Universe contestants backstage. Asked if all of these accusers were lying, White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders said yes.
Yeah, we've been clear on that from the beginning, and the president's spoken on it.
Now these women say Congress should investigate their claims. Most people seem to agree with them. A new Quinnipiac poll shows 70% of Americans can support an investigation. Brad Milkey, ABC News, New York.
The nominations for the 75th annual Golden Globe Awards have been announced. Reporter Jason Nathanson breaks down the top movies.
Find those pages.
The Post, one of five films nominated for Best Drama, where the journalism and politics picture faces the love story Call Me By Your Name, the World War II drama Dunkirk, the sci-fi fantasy The Shape of Water, and Frances McDormand's star turn in Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri. Up for Best Comedy or Musical.
They know I'm black.
Should they?
Jordan Peele's Get Out, which many would argue is neither a comedy or a musical. The Disaster Artist, The Greatest Showman, Lady Bird, and I, Tonya. The Globes air January 8th on NBC. Jason Nathanson, ABC News, Hollywood.
That's QNET News on 91X to 1205. Sports is next.
What kind of employee training is available out there?
I'm interested in training incentives. Where do I start?
I need staff. Where can I find qualified people?
Need employees now? Start here. Loyalist Community Employment Services. They have the answers. They'll help your business with staffing, part-time to full-time, training, and more. Call today. See what they can do for you.
This Employment Ontario program is funded in part by the Government of Canada and the Government of Ontario.
Loyalist Community Employment Services. Start here. Dundas Street, Belleville, right beside Pinnacle.
QNET Sports. In hockey news, the Belleville Senators looked like they lost the game on Saturday within the first minutes of play. The Syracuse Crunch earned a four-minute penalty only 2 minutes and 30 seconds into the game, but the Sens looked as if they were the ones playing a man down. The Crunch scored two goals a period, one being a very sketchy goal, maybe being potentially offside, and another was scored while they were shorthanded. The final score was 6-0 for the Crunch. Senators' next home game is this Wednesday when they play the Binghamton Devils. Puck drops at 7 p.m. The Maple Leafs have won three in a row. Backup Curtis McIlhenny stopped 41 shots as Toronto shut out the Edmonton Oilers 1-0 at Air Canada. Zach Hyman scored the game's only goal 34 seconds into the first period. McIlhenny says Edmonton came close to scoring but hit the post four times.
Sometimes you get lucky, and tonight I think there was about four of them. So, yeah, I'll take those breaks. Obviously, my last game was a tough one for me, so this is a nice bounce-back game.
McIlhenny was making just his fifth start of the season. Sam Bennett scored the winner with 1:10 left in regulation, and Matthew Tkachuk had a pair of goals as the Calgary Flames came from behind for a 4-2 win over the Vancouver Canucks. Vancouver coach Travis Green says it was no surprise that the Flames came out strong in the final period.
When a team's at home and they're down a goal, they're going to come, they're going to push. We knew that. We talked about staying aggressive. Sometimes that's easier said than done. I think we could have executed a couple times where we didn't. But I think that's, like I said, it's to be expected that a team's going to push.
Corey Crawford made 31 saves as the Chicago Blackhawks beat the Arizona Coyotes 3-1. Blackhawks forward Patrick Kane says they played just well enough to win.
It's important to get points. We could probably play a little bit better, but at the same time, we found ways to win, even when we probably haven't had our best. So whether that's goaltending or timely goals by the fourth line and wingles, or just finding ways to win, it's huge points for us right now.
In NFL news, the Carolina Panthers snapped the Minnesota Vikings' 8-game winning streak with a 31-24 victory. Panthers quarterback Cam Newton says he expected the Vikings to be very tough to beat.
Of course, we would love to, go up by multiple touchdowns and just be just running the clock out there at the end. But, that was a great team, a good team that we just played. And I won't be surprised if we see those guys again.
Chris Boswell made a 46-yard field goal with 42 seconds left, helping the Pittsburgh Steelers squeak out a 39-38 victory over the Baltimore Ravens. Ravens quarterback Joe Flacco says he's not thrilled with the outcome after leading by 9 points midway through the fourth quarter.
It's tough to be happy right now in this situation. Definitely thought we played well tonight, but it doesn't matter. The name of the game is winning the football game, and we weren't able to do it.
Send us your team or league scores. Email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville, increasing cloudiness today with light snow beginning this afternoon and a high of minus 7. Tonight, we're going to see lots of snow around 5 to 10 centimeters. Tomorrow evening, we'll see even more snow. We're expected to see, again, 5 to 10 centimeters, and the temperature will hold near minus 5. At 12:09, it's negative 9 degrees outside. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Leah Den Hartog, News on 91X, next at 1.